As the Republican Party tries to recover ground after some tough election cycles, one bright spot may be New Jersey. The state's Democratic governor, John Corzine, has low approval ratings. Polls show a Republican could beat him in this fall's election. But the GOP in New Jersey is split over what sort of candidate should face off against Corzine. NPR's Robert Smith reports on the eve of the state's primary election.
You don't want to get between a Jerseyite and his egg sandwich, but Chris Christie is a tough guy to ignore.
Good morning, Chris Christie. You want to interrupt your breakfast?
A pleasure.
The burly former U.S. attorney for New Jersey is making the rounds at the Candlewick Diner in East Brunswick, and the topic at each table is the same, taxes. John Cito, a financial analyst having his coffee, repeats what anyone here can tell you. New Jersey is one of the most heavily taxed states in the nation, and Cito says it hasn't gotten any better under Governor Corzine.
I've seen nothing, except my tolls going up, my taxes going up. I need change.
So, the change is on the other foot now. Republicans like Christie believe that even a state that voted overwhelmingly for Barack Obama is ready to try a Republican again.
What national Republicans can learn is that our party needs to come together on those core principles that we really believe in. Smaller government, cutting income taxes across the board for everyone. Those are the things that unite us as Republicans and unite us as New Jerseyans.
That's a little bit of wishful thinking, since the Republican Party in New Jersey is anything but united. Chris Christie was supposed to be the easy choice for the Republican nomination here. As U.S. attorney, he fought corruption in the state and convicted over 100 public officials. He vaguely promises tax cuts for everyone. Christie has the endorsement of most of the party leaders. But that inside track is exactly what angered a former small-town mayor named Steve Lonegan, who's flooding talk radio with ads like this.
Who stands up for taxpayers and your conservative values? Not Christie and the party hacks. They're hiding every time taxpayers need help.
Lonegan has been a conservative gadfly in the state for years. He even sued New Jersey government over how much they were borrowing. He's run for governor before, but this time Lonegan is pushing a drastic overhaul of the state's finances. He wants to cut the state budget by 20% and institute a flat tax rate. Talking to commuters in Hoboken this morning, Lonegan explained that a flat tax would mean lower taxes for the rich and, yes, increased taxes on the lower and middle class.
You're talking about paying a little bit more tax, a little bit more, for the opportunity to have a better chance of getting a higher paying job, to see real job growth come to the state. The option is to continue the current economic decline, in which case everybody suffers.
The primary has created its own share of suffering. Both candidates have slammed each other with brutal ads. And a group of Democrats, smelling blood, launched their own set of ads questioning Christie's integrity. Polls show him to be the stronger candidate in November. Bridget Callahan Harrison, a political science professor at Montclair State, says the Republicans in Jersey seem to do this with every statewide race, squander all their money and goodwill in the primary.
Whoever wins this nomination is going to have to face off in November in a general election against an enormously well-funded candidate.
Governor John Corzine, the former head of Goldman Sachs, is a multimillionaire. With that money and a slightly improving economy, Harrison says you can't count the Democrat out yet. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.